بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Now may Allah's mercy be upon me and you that there are certain distinctions for certain days in terms of the merits. And when some of these special days coincide, then there are additional distinctions. From that is the distinction when the day of Arafah falls on a day of Jumu'ah, from several angles. The first, two great days happen to occur on the same day, and these two days are the day of Jumu'ah, which is the best day of the week, and the day of Arafah, which is one of the best days of the year, and some of the scholars consider it to be the best, but we discussed this last night, and the best of the days of the 10 days of the Hijjah are both the day of the greater Hajj day, which is the day of sacrifice, and the day of Arafah. The second, we know that on the day of Jumu'ah there is an hour in which the dua is certain to be answered. And most of the sayings of the scholars is that this is the latter hour of after Asr. And we know that the people on the plain of Arafah at this time will be performing the dua. You understand? Now, the third, we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood on Arafah on a day when it was Jumu'ah. So that is in agreement with the day when the Prophet alayhi salatu was salam stood on the day of Arafah. It was a Jumu'ah. It was a Friday. The fourth, the gathering of multitudes of Muslims all over the world for Salat al-Jumu'ah, for the Friday prayer, and to listen to the khutbah. And this coincides with the gathering of millions of Muslims on the plain of Arafah. So therefore there is a gathering of Muslims in their mosques and in the plain, on the plain of Arafah, for dua, something which does not occur other than such a day. Is that clear? The fifth is that the day of Jumu'ah is a day of Eid. Is a day of Eid. And also, the day of Arafah is a day of Eid for the people of Arafah. And that's why it is disliked for those on Arafah to fast. Yes. And that's why it is disliked for the people on Arafah to fast that day. And we know that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, forbade fasting the day of Arafah for the people on Arafah. In this hadith, this narration that you have heard is a weak narration. But we know from the hadith, which is authentic, as reported in Bukhari and Muslim, the hadith of Umm al-Fadl. When people are good with her concerning the fasting of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Arafah, some of them said he was fasting, others said he was not fasting. So she sent him a glass of milk while he was mounting his camel on the plain of Arafah, and he drank it. This showed that he was not fasting on the day of Arafah. And concerning the wisdom, why not fasting the day of Arafah for the people on Arafah? Some of the scholars mentioned that the wisdom is for the pilgrim to get stronger, to be strong in order to perform the dua, the invocations. Others, and from them is Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, said the hikmah, the wisdom, is that it is a Eid for the people of Arafah. It's a festival for the people of Arafah. And that's why it is not recommended that they fast. And he said the evidence for this is the hadith in the Sunan from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, يوم عرفة, the day of Arafah, ويوم النحر, and the day of sacrifice, وأيام منا, and the days of Mina, عيدنا أهل الإسلام, they are our Eid, we the people of Islam. And this is reported by Imam Ahmad and At-Tirmidhi, and its isnad is sahih. So therefore there is agreement now. If the day of Arafah coincides with the day of Friday, then there are what? Two Eids coming together. The Eid for the people who are outside Arafah, and Arafah being a Eid for the people of Arafah. Is that clear? The sixth, that it coincides with the day on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfected His deen for His worshippers, and He completed His favor upon them, as came in Sahih al-Bukhari from Tariq bin Shihab. He said, A Jew came to Umar ibn al-Khattab. And he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O leader of the believers, Ayatun taqra'unaha fi kitabikum, is a verse which you recite in your book. لو علينا معشر اليهود نزلت ونعلم ذلك اليوم الذي نزلت فيه لاتخذناه عيدا. Had we known, we, the people of the Jews, had we known of its revelation and the day it was revealed or sent down, we would have made that day a Eid. So Umar said to him, which ayah? He said, and he recited the ayah from Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 3. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. This day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. Umar, فقال عمر بن الخطاب, عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه responded, إني لأعلم اليوم الذي نزلت فيه, verily I know the day it was sent down, والمكان الذي نزلت فيه, and the place where it was sent down, نزلت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, it was revealed to the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم بعرفة, on Arafah, يوم جمعة, on a Friday. ونحن واقفون معه بعرفة, and we were staying with him on Arafah. And this hadith is in al-Bukhari and in Muslim. Is that clear? Is the sixth part or the sixth angle clear? The seventh, that it coincides with the greatest gathering on the day of resurrection. That is because the day of resurrection is a Friday day. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ, the first day upon which the sun rose or rises is the day of Jum'ah. فِيهِ خُلِقَ آدَم, on it Adam was created on this day. وَفِيهِ أُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, and on it he was admitted to paradise. وَفِيهِ أُخْرِجَ مِنْهَا, and on it he was expelled from it. وفيه تقوم الساعة, and on that day the hour will be established. وفيه ساعة لا يوافقها عبد مسلم يسأل الله خيرا إلا أعطاه إياه, and there is an hour in it which no Muslim invokes Allah during that hour except that Allah gives him what he asks. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made legal for his slave a day where they gather. So in this day they remember the beginning and the return. They remember paradise and hell. And Allah saved for this ummah this day of Jum'ah, in which the origin and the return. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite in the Fajr prayer Suratay As-Sajda, Surah Al-Sajda 32, and Hal Ata Ala Al-Insan. Why? These two surahs, Surah Al-Insan and Surah Al-Sajda. Surah Al-Sajda 32 and Surah Al-Insan 76. Why? Because they comprise what occurred and what will occur on this day since the creation of Adam, and the mentioning of the origin and the return and the entrance to paradise and hell. So the ummah is reminded on this day as to what took place in it and what will take place. So the person will remember on the day of Arafah and on the day of Jum'ah the standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this same day, such that on the day of resurrection, on the Friday, by the middle of the day, people will be either in paradise or in hell. Is this clear? This is the seventh angle. The eighth one. The obedience manifested by Muslims on the day of Jum'ah and on the night of the Jum'ah is more than the rest of the days, is more than that which is manifested on the rest of the days. In fact, even the wicked respect the day of Jum'ah and its night. And they see that whoever transgresses in sins, then Allah may hasten the punishment for him. And this is a matter which is settled with them. And they came to know of it by experience. That is because of the magnification of this day and its honor with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Allah has chosen it from the rest of the days. And there is no doubt that the station of people on Arafah has a distinction therefore. when it occurs on this day over other days. The ninth, that it coincides with the day of Mazid, the day of Mazid, of the additional and special reward in paradise. This is the day when the people of Jannah, of paradise, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me and you from the dwellers of paradise, the dwellers of Al-Firdaws Al-A'la, when Allah will gather them and will they will stand looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will see Him by their own eyes. Allahumma inna nas'aluka laddata al-nazari ila wajhika al-kareem. O Allah, we ask you the enjoyment of looking at your magnificent face. Those most honored on that day will be those who go first to the mosques and who are most near to the Imam. So the people of paradise are yearning for this day, this special day, for the honor which they will receive from Allah. And this day is a Jumu'ah day. So if it coincides with the day of Arafah, then there is another distinction and particularization and merit. Is that clear? The tenth and the last one is that on this day of Arafah, Allah draws near from the people of Arafah. And He is proud of them. And He says to the angels, أُشْهِدُكُمْ أَنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُمْ. I take you as witness that I forgive them. And with His nearness, with Him drawing nearer, the hour of acceptance of dua, which occurs on a Friday, and most likely in the afternoon, so the people will be invoking Allah, and He subhanahu wa ta'ala drew nearer to them. So we have two states of nearness: the nearness of answering the response on that hour in the afternoon, the second, the special nearness from the people of Arafah to the people of Arafah. So the hearts of Iman will feel these moments, and their faith will increase, and they will be in delight and pleasure and hope because of the favor of their Lord and His generosity upon them. And therefore, from all these 10 angles together, the standing of Arafah is highly distinguished when it occurs on a day of a Friday. And as to what is mentioned on the tongues of common people, that the merit is equivalent to 72 pilgrims, this is baseless, has no foundation with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is no proof to that from the companions nor from their successors. And Allah the Most High knows best. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.